Could you show your team a little bit more attention as a leader? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And today we're going to go back in our time machine about 100 years to the suburbs of Chicago, Hawthorne, Illinois. The research was being done at the Western Electric Company, and this has been much quoted in many management texts. But the Hawthorne effect, if you've heard of it, was basically to study at the time the effect of increasing the lighting in a department on the productivity of the employees. So as you can imagine, because it was done by an electric company, they wanted to see a positive correlation. When they raised the lighting, did the productivity go up? Good news, it did. But then they lowered the intensity of the lighting and the productivity also went up. Why would that be? Well, as it turns out, what the Hawthorne studies showed is that the biggest factor that influenced whether productivity went up in the work group was simply the attention that was being paid to the workers as the engineers increased the lighting intensity or decreased it. Basically said is, because the workers were asked for their feedback and their advice and they were being watched and measured but in a positive way, it increased their productivity. So, what can you do as a leader to show your team that kind of attention that could result in an improvement in performance? Well, I've got three tips for you, as usual. Number one is to interact with your team. And when you're interacting with your team, it's not just like, how's the job running, although that is important, but it's also asking them, hey, what can I do to help you? What support can I bring? Anything that shows that you're interested in the person and how to help them be more successful. Tip number two. Ask for their input and get input on changes and improvements. Nobody knows the job better than the people who are performing it. So your job as the leader is to ask them whether they see anything that could be tweaked. Is there anything that would help the work flow a little bit better? Because of course, if you improve the flow of the work, you'll improve the productivity in the department and reduce waste. So ask your people for their input. Even if you ask and they say, no, I don't really have any ideas right now. Many supervisors, though, they'll do that a couple of times and then they never ask again. But your people may have flashes of insight that occur only after doing the job for weeks or months or even years. Their perspective can change and you want to tap into that. The third and final tip to show your team some positive attention that can improve their performance is to look at the things that frustrate your team and eliminate those frustrations from their work. I mean, if you know that there are things that are impeding your team's performance and you as a leader go out of your way to remove those obstacles so their frustration level goes down, you're going to be their hero. They're going to perform better for you. So when you eliminate obstacles and roadblocks, it makes your team feel that much more special and important. And of course, that helps them raise their morale, their attitude, and yes, even their productivity. So, three ways that you can improve your team's performance simply by paying the right kind of attention to them. And once you've done that, you're going to want to work on all your other leadership attributes and abilities. And of course, that's where we come in. We can come and deliver a workshop on site, live, in person for your team. Yes, it's still possible. Or we can do it virtually through our state-of-the-art virtual training studio. We still run public workshops, both virtual online or in person. And of course, so many resources are available, some for free even on our website at uniquedevelopment.com. And why not join in the community with other leaders who are committed to their excellence and performance by connecting with us on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on Instagram, and even on Twitter. And of course, this broadcast that we're doing here is also available on podcasts through Stitcher, through Apple Podcasts, or through Google Play. However that we can connect with you, we're committed to helping you achieve leadership excellence.